people don't think it gives every child an equal, fair chance to get into a good local school. We can't kind of tell what people's reasoning was that, but there's two basic reasons why people don't think there's a fair chance. And one might be that the admissions system is unfair, and the other might be that there aren't enough good schools to go around, which is also backed up by another question we asked about standards in schools, and 60% of people said that they think standards are falling in schools.
What about attitudes to private schools?
Well, one in four people would like to see them abolished. Not surprisingly, the more wealthy people are, the less likely they are to think that, which probably says that they went to a private school themselves. But it's quite a strong kind of vote of lack of confidence in the current private state school system if one in four think they should be completely abolished.
And what about faith schools? What do they think of them?
Actually, they're quite. I'm not. I was surprised at how supportive, considering that the minority of people are in faith schools. People are very supportive of them. Around 60% of people think that having an element of faith education is a positive thing. But if you ask parents, that goes up to 69%. Showing that people who really know about these things, about their children's education, do value it.
And how is the government responding to these concerns that we've highlighted in this poll?
They slightly preempted them by yesterday announcing that they are going to review the lottery system for admissions, and that's when there are too many people applying for too few places are allocated by a lottery. So that's going to be reviewed. And they're also going to review the situation whereby twins are being split up and sent to separate schools. And the whole kind of thinking behind that seems to be to kind of, acknowledge these concerns of parents about the fairness in the system.
For thousands of parents, it's a very anxious time this week, of course. What's the competition for places like this year?
It's a very, very mixed picture depending where you are. We've been polling all through the end of last week and through this weekend local authorities to find out what proportion of people have got their first, second, third, or no choice of school. And in a lot of areas, people are actually going to be quite happy because the number of 11-year-olds is actually dropping this year, which means there's less pressure on school places and more people are going to get their first choice. But then when you look at the pockets, the hotspots around the country where there's a really fierce competitions for schools, where the birth rate is rising and because people are moving into those areas for schools in West London, in grammar school areas, in the South East, there you see kind of more intense competitions for schools places than ever.